Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
I'm Vinny B, your host. Anyway, we were off last week. I had some things to do. I was going to try and do a Wednesday show, but it never materialized, and I apologize for that. Missed out on the the wrapping up the four wides in Las Vegas. We'll wrap up on them because they didn't run this past week. And they will be on this weekend in Atlanta, April 30th through May the 2nd for the Southern Nationals final event. They call it the final event. So, kind of weird that you get a final event for the Southern Nationals. Are they moving it, canceling it? You don't know. Anyway, let's check the results from the strip at Vegas, the four wides. And the standings. In the top fuel category, Steve Torrence back on track. Taking the Wally over Doug Kalita. Brittany Forster was the number one qualifier for the low ET of the day in round one. Of 3.72, 330.8 miles an hour. Yet they gave the top speed to Billy Torrence at 3.47. Now, I don't know about you, but 330.8 miles an hour is a little higher than 330.47. But, you know, I don't write these stats. They do. Best reaction was Antron Brown at an 0.41. That came in the semifinal round. Or the final round because it was four wides. Off two, Carr. Bob Tasket a third. His first win in a while. Up against Matt Hagen. Was the second lowest. We came to runner-up. The final four were Tasca and Caps and Hagen and Wilkerson. Tasca with a low ET of 391 with a 7, best reaction time, 045, J.R. Todd and John Force with the top speed at 332.2 miles an hour. That's faster than the top fuel. Into the pro stock. It was just a matter of time, but Erica Enders takes the Wally up against Aaron Stanfield with a 665, with a 6, with a 666, with a 7. Derek Kramer and Mason McGahee. McGahee fouled out, 665 with a 9, was Derek Kramer, could beat him with a 665 with a 6, so that kind of, and he had an 0.42 reaction time, and hers was actually half of that with an 0.21. Low ET was Greg Anderson, best reaction time is Aaron Stanfield, and Erica with the top speed. Let's check out the bikes. Ryan Oler takes the pro stock bike run. Corey Reed was a runner-up. Low ET was the winner at 691. Best reaction time was Corey Reed, so 1 and 2, 1 and 2, and then top speed Ryan Oler. And ProMod, we have ProMod. No pro mod run that weekend. I don't know why they even had it in there. Let's check the standings now after a few events. Top 10 in pro stock. Top fuel. Steve Torrance, Sean Langdon, Antron Brown, Doug Pelita, Billy Torrance, Josh Hart, Clay Milliken, Leah Pruitt, who's soon to be Leah Stewart, or Leah Pruitt, Pritchett Pruitt Stewart. If you want to track her life history through marriages. and Justin Ashley, ninth. Brittany Force in the 10th spot. She's got some hill to climb. She's almost 100 points out of the top spot. But she's in the top 10, and when countdown comes, anything will be. Game. In the funny car with the win, Bobby Tasker the third, from 21 points ahead of J.R. Todd. Robert Height third, Ronnie Capps fourth, Tim Wilkerson fifth, Matt Hagen sixth, John Forst seventh, Alexis DeJuria eighth, Cruz Pedregon ninth, and Chad Green is your 10th spot guy. Only 2 points ahead of Blake Alexander in 11th, so we have a bubble fight going there. In the pro stockers, Greg Anderson has a 33-point lead over Erica Enders. Come on, Erica. Go for the straight hat trick and five-timer. I always pull first. Used to do the show a lot. Now I can't get her on. Have to go through Courtney Enders, her sister. Derek Kramer in third. He's 5 points back of Erica. Mason McGahey, fourth. Troy Coughlin, fifth. Aaron Stanfield, sixth. Kyle Koretsky, seventh. Matt Hartford, eighth. Chris McGahey, ninth. And Dallas Glenn in the 10th spot with a 1 point advantage over Alex Lachlan in 11th. So, little battle going on there for the bubble spot. Pro stock bike. Ryan Oler leads Matt Smith by 26 points, defending champ Matt Smith. Steve Johnson, third. Scotty Polacek, fourth. Angel Sampe is fifth. Corey Reed is sixth. Angie Smith is seventh. Karen Stouffer is eighth. Ninth is Kelly Klontz. Tenth is Jerry Savoie. He's got like a 7-point lead over Chip Ellis. Hector Arana Jr., not out of the top 10. He's usually in the top 10 fighting for a championship. And then there's Gianna Salinas, who's got a long way to go, but she doesn't run every event. And well, there we have it. Now we come to Talladega. Standing schedule, race center. Okay. They don't have results, so I got to go hunt it down. Where's my results? I need results. How am I going to tell everybody results? Race results. There we go. Man, it could put results right at the top. It was a little different since NASCAR took them over. Well, Corey Hain, who drives the JBL car for Billy Venturini, takes the checkered flag, sweeping the super speedways.
Pace car is off. Remember, this is a 2.66-mile oval. One of my favorite racetracks, I must say.
Mine, too. How about Jamie Little, who is in the booth doing the play-by-play, or lap-by-lap, as I like to call it. still working the pits for the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series. But first woman to call the laps. I'm going to try to get her back. I won't have to do it on a Wednesday or a Thursday because Tuesday she has these meetings with, as she calls it, the Fox News peeps. But anyway, good for her. I met her way back when she was still with ESPN. We got to talking. We became friends, professional friends, of course. We don't hang out together. She lives in, actually, she moved from Las Vegas to Indiana. And then she got to travel for work down the, wherever the race is, I guess. But she's the big time now. I'm happy for her. You always see Race Hub, Caitlin Vincey, who used to actually thing for Hampton Road Speedway in Eastern Virginia. I had her on Garage Talk Live back in the WNJC days, and now she's with Fox Sports doing Race Hub and all sorts of things. Well, anyway, it's nice to have, I'd like to get her back on. Maybe I'll have a talk with her. See if I can get Jamie to. Maybe I can get them both on at the same time. I don't know. I guess change show days. But it's neither here nor there. Anyway, Dave Mader the third was second. Nick Sanchez was third. Drew Dollar fourth. Brett Holmes fifth. Thad Moffitt sixth. Andy Jankowiak was seventh. Kyle Sieg eighth. Cowdell. And rounding out your top ten is Scott Melton. All right, let me GMS Racing in 11th spot, Jack Wood. Don't know the guy, but if you all know me, then I kind of think the name is different, like Dick Trickle, you know? Certain names register different in my demented mind. But anyway, oh, Gracie Trotter in the 22nd spot. I think she's the only female in the field this week. She drives a car owned by Kathy Venturini, the 25. Venturini's, I guess, spreading the wealth out as far as owners go. I guess you're only allowed to have so many in the field under one owner. You have Billy there, Drew Dollar's under Bill, which I guess would be Senior, Bill Venturini Senior. And then Kathy Venturini with Gracie Trotter. And you all know Wendy Venturini. She's a broadcaster. She was with Speed Channel, which is Fox now, Fox Sports 1. I think now she's with MRN. But anyway, that's all we have. Okay, who's leading the points? I need some points. Standings. Corey Haim leads the points right now. They don't have playoffs in the ARCA series that I know of. They could have changed it last year. I don't know. But Corey Haim leads the points, Drew Dollar second, Kyle Sieg third, Ty Gibbs fourth, Thad Moffitt fifth, Jack Woods, 6th. Brett Holmes, 7th. Nick Sanchez, 8th. Tim Richmond, 9th. Tony Breedlinger has somehow they missed 10th, and that's 11th. Or he's 10th, and they stuck something somewhere weird. Anyway, Bridget Burgess. Who is she? She's way down the bottom, but she's from a foreign flag, so she must have immigrated here. Anyway, there's your ARCA standings. Let's start off with the Xfinity Series on Saturday. Jeb Burton takes the checkered flag. Austin Cindric is 2nd. AJ Allmendinger has been doing pretty good on the ovals of late. His 3rd, Riley Herbst. 4th, Ryan Sieg. 5th, Noah Gragson. 6th, Brandon Brown. 7th, Justin Haley. 8th, Myatt Snyder. 9th, rounding up the top 10 is Harrison Burton. Natalie Decker, 24th. I'd like to find out where the ladies are, and I think she might be the only one in the field. The race was 1 hour, 43 minutes, and 13 seconds. Average speed, 139.15 miles an hour, and the race ended under caution. With the win, it's Jeb Burton's 1st in the Xfinity Series. Four cautions for 15 laps, 22 lead changes amongst 12 drivers. Usually when you get shuffled in the pack there, that's what happens. And you have a lot of lead changes. Of course, there's some nasty wrecks. There was one in the ARCA series. I think the guy might have burned up some his lungs. See how bad that is. It wasn't a nasty crash per se, but the car caught fire. Now, they did get him out. It's not like they had to cut him out or anything like that. So they were able to get him out on his feet and then hopefully he turns out okay. Points for the Xfinity Series. Austin Cindric leads Daniel Hemric by 59 points. Harrison Burton is 3rd. He's like 92 back. Jeb Burton, his cousin, is 4th. Justin Haley, 5th. AJ Allmendinger, 6th. Remember, top 12 make the playoffs. Myatt Snyder, 7th. Jeremy Clemens, 8th. Justin Allgaier, 9th. Noah Gragson, 10th. And then Brandon Jones, 11th. Brandon Brown, in 12th. Now, the closest one in 13th is Riley Herbst, but he's 15 behind 12th place Brandon Brown. Now, the ones with wins, Cindric with 2, Jeb Burton with 1, AJ Allmendinger with 1, Myatt Snyder with 1, Justin Allgaier with 1, Ty Gibbs has 1, and Josh Berry has 1. So they might have locked in. It used to be you win, you lock in, and if you're running for points, that just might do it right there because he's above. I think you had to be in the top 30 with a win to make it in. So these guys can all push the winless guy down a peg. At least that's the way he used to. But they changed the rules anyway. Matter of fact, I have the old points rules, and you know, I can go back to that. Now let's go to the that's right, I blew it up. To the three. And track down the winner.
So when they do the starting lineup, that's part of it. And we got the pencil out from Martinsville. So that was really cool. And Xfinity posted a little picture on Twitter, which is cool. So hopefully they can do that again. A little more exposure for our team. But I think the most important thing is just trying to get – I think everybody kind of knows the game on the starting lineup for the next race. But, overall, it's just kind of spur-of-the-moment stuff. And if you're in that position, might as well try, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take this one from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, well, I know.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, did the water get better?
The water.
Yeah, you said you felt like you were drinking salt water during the race.
So I started my left, when I was pushing the clutch to save fuel, had the motor shut off my left cap, started cramping up. We've been on the bike a lot this past week. Three out of the past 4 days, we've been riding bikes back in North Carolina. So just that pedal motion, I think, has my legs kind of cramped up, but felt like I need a little bit more salt. So I never got that bottle of water, but I just was going to have them put salt in a bottle of water just so I could get a little more sodium. I think that's kind of how that works. Hopefully it helps with cramps. I'm not really like a scientist or anything, but I thought it might make me drink more water or something. They say if you drink salty stuff or eat salty food, it'll make you drink more water and get more sodium. So I don't know if that helps with cramps, but it's worth a try. But I never got it because we did a quick fuel-only pit stop. But the cramps went away, so it's okay.
Okay, and how do you feel about going on to the next race at Darlington? And obviously it's a throwback weekend, but you obviously love or seem to have a pretty solid success at Darlington.
Yeah, it's one of our so-so tracks. It's not a track like Homestead for us, but it's not a really bad track for us. We bring the top five cars there. So I really need to study and really work on myself personally and figure out what I need to do throughout the run there, because I feel like we can go really fast, but I just burn the tires up and everything, and feel like growing up, I was always a good short track racer, a worn-out track like Pensacola, and keeping the tires on it, but I really struggle on tracks bigger than, I don't know, a mile probably, bigger than Iowa, really struggle at Darlington just trying to keep the tire life on it. So going to go to work hard this week with our team at Junior Motorsports and Josh Wise and Scott Speed and the rest of the Team Chevy group, and try to learn off of our other teammates, maybe Tyler Reddick, Larson, Bowman, guys like that who have had success there, and try and learn off them on how to pace myself throughout that run.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Noah. Well, that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. Congratulations on another cash prize. I hope you find your check, but that will have to do for now. So thank you so much, and we will see you, darling.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all your support and all your guys' hard work. And stay safe, and we'll see you, Darlington. Thank you.
Bye.
You all said to me.
We're going to be joined here by Jeb Burton momentarily, so we will get started. If you're going to have a question for our race winner, feel free to raise your hand and get in the queue, and we will get started.
Raise your hand in the queue. Where'd they go? There we go.
Hey, Jeff, can you hear me okay?
I can.
All right. Well, give me 1 second. I am going to get you spotlighted here for our media. Congratulations on first win. How are you feeling right now? I know it was rain shortened and everything, but a lot of build up to this point.
That's
so
why
congratulations, and just walk us through how you're feeling right now.
Thank you. Yeah, the rain didn't hurt my feelings at all. Everything, I've been through my career, and to get one, we didn't really care how we did it, right? But we ran up front all day. Definitely wasn't a fluke. The guys did a great job with our number 10 LS tractor car. We led a lot of laps, and it was a blast to drive. So just really thankful for this opportunity.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions here from the media for you. As a reminder, if you have a question for Jeb, please raise your hand in the queue, or you can send me a chat. And let's kick things off here with Bob Parker. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Jeb, you've come close here before. Did you ever think, man, it's just not in the cards they're meant to be?
Yeah, Bob, last year we led the white flag lap, and I should have blocked the lap before that. And I regretted that, and I still regret not doing that. Today, when I got out front, I wasn't going to let that happen again. I was really starting to learn how to block the lanes. Brett Griffin, my spotter, was doing an amazing job helping me with it. And I felt like I needed that experience to be better at the end of the race that I didn't have last time. So, like I said, Bob, this team I'm driving for is an amazing race team. And we needed that win for all of us. The 10 car hasn't won before at all. Bruce Licker hasn't won. And those guys were really close last year, and I was close too on a different team. So we all needed this win, and I feel like our confidence is high, and we're about to go do some good racetracks. So we needed that.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, Jeff.
Thank you.
I know you had a truck win, but you over the years have tried to put together many different deals to try to make your mark in the Xfinity Series. What does this mean for you just in terms of your NASCAR career?
Man, it's been a tough road ever since that truck year with Turner. We were lights out that year, and I didn't even really know what I was doing. I was going to racetracks the first time, leading laps, setting poles. We should have won a lot more races that year. And ever since then, it's just been really tough to stay at a place and get in a rhythm, and it's been an up and down roller coaster career for sure, just on the sponsorship side and finding the right home. But now I have that, and Nutrien X Solutions took a leap of faith in me and gave me this opportunity, and then the partners that I've built over those years came along with me and helped make this dream happen. And I've got all the tools at Kyle Grayson to try to go win a championship, and we've had some pretty good runs this year. I need to be a little bit better. And this win couldn't have came at a better time.
And I just wondered, did you ever get really close to stepping away, giving up?
I did. There were a couple years there where I was running three or four races, couldn't find a sponsorship, my confidence was low, just because I wasn't in the right stuff. And it was frustrating. Racing can tear you apart, and I want it so bad. I want to win races for myself and my family, and I know I can do it, and the partners that are behind me now are unbelievable. So it was close. It's been, like I said, that's where that emotion comes from. I try not to cry. It just is, it means a lot to me. I put every ounce of energy into trying to make it in the sport, and like I said, it's been a tough road, but it's made me a better person, and I really appreciate the opportunity I have now.
Thanks a lot, Jeff, and congratulations again.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
All right, we'll take our next question from Alex Andrejev. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Jeff. When we talked earlier this year, you said that part of your goal was to get multiple wins this season and be in that championship four. Does that set you up more for the win today? Does that set you up more for that? Does it make it more possible at this point?
I think so. I felt like the last couple weeks have been kind of frustrating. Atlanta, we went to, and right before we got crashed, our speed was top three speed. We didn't really get to show it. And then Martinsville, we were running really good, and I made some mistakes the second day with our chassis adjustments and hurt our car. And that was one I had circled to go win. And I knew here we were going to have a shot too, but things can happen out of your control here. So I really was looking to Martinsville to get the first win and was really frustrated of that outcome. And we came here today, and it was a new day, and just stayed on offense, and it paid off, and Brett Griffin did a great job today helping me block the lanes and so forth. But, man, it's just an unbelievable opportunity. And I told Chris Rice that I wanted to get that 10 car back in victory lane. They haven't won. And I wanted to be the guy to do that. And they believed in me to do it. And we got one out of the way. Now we need to win a couple more.
And I know AJ talked to you after the race. Has anyone else reached out to you yet on the team side?
Matt Collig is here, and Chris Rice. And I've got, I don't know if you can see, but 300 text messages. So a lot of people reaching out, but I saw my whole team. They're all pumped up, and they all deserve it. They work really hard and spend a lot of hours at the shop, and just really humbled to be able to bring them that trophy.
Congrats. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next one from Davey Segal. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Jeb. Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, you're an emotional guy, for better or for worse, and I know you've probably imagined this day and this moment for a long time, probably not with the rain shortened race, but it is what it is. So how does the reality compare to what you've imagined for all these years going through the hardships that you have?
And I'm trying to enjoy it. I'm trying to enjoy it, and I'm already thinking about Darlington in a couple weeks. I'll be at the shop Monday preparing for it. So I'm just trying to relax a little bit and enjoy it. My mind stays wide open, and I am an emotional guy. I try not to let those get in the way of driving, but those tears that you see are just from all the hours and hours and late nights of not sleeping, doing everything I could off the track to be a better driver, to finding sponsorship, picking up the phone, calling people, doing everything I could do to get this opportunity. And a lot of people were involved to make this one happen. And that pressure is there, and I want to perform for all those people and myself. So that's where that emotion comes from.
Said that you have a lot of unread texts. Have you been able to contact your dad, or have you still not talked to him yet?
Yeah, one of my dad's good buddies, Chris Baines, he was here, and he gave me the phone, and I definitely broke down talking to my dad and mom. They were on the phone, and they told me to dry it up and stop crying and enjoy it. It just they were crying too, but we wanted this for so long, for a tough road, and finally get one out of the way is nice.
Thanks, Jeff. Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you have Jeff
Burton. All right, we'll hear from Dustin Long.
All righty, let's go to the Cup Series. Well, finally getting the checkered flag this year, locking himself into the playoffs at Talladega. It was a pretty weird bite because going into the last restart, Matt DiBenedetto was holding the lead in the 21 car, another Ford, but Brad Keselowski was able to get by on the restart and cruise home for the checkered flag. In overtime, William Byron wound up second. Michael McDowell, who won the Daytona 500, was third. Kevin Harvick was fourth. DiBenedetto did manage to stay in the top five with the fifth-place finish. Kaz Grala sixth. Tyler Reddick was seventh. Austin Dillon eighth. Ryan Blaney ninth, 10. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Fords in the top 10, 4 Chevys and no Toyotas. Matter of fact, the first Toyota comes in 17th with Christopher Bell. Which isn't says a lot for them. Keselowski led one time for one lap, the important one. Didn't win any stages. DiBenedetto won stage one, and Bubba Wallace, who finished 19th, won stage two. There were 26 cars on the lead lap. I guess a bunch got gathered up in wrecks. Was Kurt Busch, Joey Logano, Alex Bowman, Ricky Stenhouse, Denny Hamlin, Truex. all finished at the bottom. Same with Kyle Larson. Engine let go after three laps for him. So average speed, 147.62, 3 hours, 26 minutes, and 30 seconds. Margin of victory, 0.102, one-tenth of a second. It's Keselowski's 35th Cup victory. There were 7 cautions for 34 laps, a competition, and 2 stage conclusions. So 4 of those were for incidents. 35 lead changes amongst 17 drivers. Nobody failed to qualify. Everybody that qualified entered. Pretty good. Let's check out the points. Denny Hamlin still leads the points, even without a win. We've got 5 stage wins with 5 playoff points. Martin Truex Jr. is second, 87 points back, but he has 2 wins. Joey Logano's third with a win. William Byron fourth with a win. Ryan Blaney fifth with a win. Keselowski sixth with a win. Harvick 7th, Chase Elliott 8th, no wins. Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell 9th and 10th with wins. Kyle Busch 11th, Austin Dillon is 11th and 12th, no wins. And Michael McDowell, Alex Bowman 13th and 14th with wins. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 15th and on the bubble. Chris Buescher 16th, neither of them have wins. Matt DiBenedetto is on the bubble, but he's 12 points behind Chris Buescher, so he's probably going to have to get a win. Buescher in the 17 car. He used to be in the 47 car, him and now Stenhouse is in the 47 car. So, the Benedetto in the 21, the Wood Brothers Ford, supported by Penske, so seem pretty good for him. Let's check out some audio. To clear it back. Went back too far. There we go. Even have audio from the week of Kansas and Sunday. I like that when they used to break it down, you get the winner.
With Bob Hawkins. Go ahead, Bob.
We're looking at, you know, where we are, where we've been, and trying to figure out what the best way forward is. Thank you.
All righty. Do we have any other questions for Jeremy Bowens before we let him go?
I have one for Jeremy, if I can, Marissa.
Yes, go ahead, Cole. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeremy, is this a bit of redemption from last week with that pit call at Richmond?
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some, right? So, you know, it's like I told some folks this week, we've never shied away from trying to make a strategy call that separates us from the field. We tried that last week. One of them worked and one of them didn't, and it didn't in a big way. So, you know, I kind of laugh when things go wrong like that. You just have to learn from it. Obviously, that didn't play out like we wanted it to, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's 36 of these things for a reason, and sometimes you get it wrong and sometimes you get it right, and, you know, fortunately today we're having a couple of keystone lights because we got it right. So, you know, we'll learn from last week and we'll make that mistake again, but, you know, it's part of it, and You're always going to lose more than you win in this sport. I don't think there's been anybody yet that won more than they got wrong. So it's just part of it, and it certainly feels good to bounce back this week.
Awesome. Congrats.
All right, Jeremy. Well, we're going to let you get back to inspection. Brad, we're going to keep you for a couple more questions. I know you're ready to jump out too. But thank you so much for joining us, Jeremy. Congratulations. And Cole, go ahead and ask your question for Brad also.
Thank you. Congrats, Brad. Kind of going back to what Greg was talking about with tying Dale and Jeff, what does it mean for your name to be cemented along those guys in history?
Well, I mean, Cole, I guess I never thought I even have that chance. So it's tremendous to me. You know, I grew up, you know, loving the sport and still love the sport. You know, we fight sometimes, like, you know, husband and wife, but I still love the sport. And, you know, I love the challenge every day, getting up and, you know, trying to find excellence, reinventing yourself as the rules change and people change around you. And it's hard. It's a hard sport. And any success you have means the world. And so I think to have my name on any list that has, you know, Dale Earnhardt, Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Del Vega, it's a pretty big deal. I'm super happy and super proud to be there with them.
And does this kind of feel full circle, tying your former team owner who gave you a shot in this sport in Nationwide all those years ago? Just to tie it.
Yeah. Yeah, the word surreal comes to mind. I would have never thought that would have been the case.
Thank you. Congrats again.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next one from Zach Cerniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Brad, congrats on today's win. I'm curious, you know, you mentioned earlier how easy it is to build a run here at Talladega with this package, and Jeremy kind of talked about it as well. Do you feel like anything needs to fundamentally change with Speedway Racing as we shift to the next-gen car next year because of the pack racing, because of cars getting airborne, things along those lines from a safety perspective? Do you feel like anything needs to fundamentally change going forward for Super Speedways?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. We got to find a way to keep cars on the ground. I don't care what the rules package is. We start there. You can't have cars leaving the ground. You know, we're pretty good drivers, but none of that stuff works when we're in there. The gas pedal, brake pedal, steering wheel, shifter, they're not rudders. You know, when that thing gets in the air, it lands where it wants to. It's, what comes up must go down. You know, it's not a jet-propelled airplane. And we have no way to control where it goes down, so we absolutely have to find a way to keep it from coming off the ground.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, we'll take our next one from Ashley McCutcheon. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hey, Brad, thanks for your time today. It seems throughout the race the Fords were able to push stronger as well as had the better ability to get together in groups. Do you feel there's a manufacturer advantage, or is it just how strongly the teamwork is right now?
That's a good question. I felt like at one point in time, actually the Chevys were doing the best at that. You know, they took the lead a couple of times, working together really well. I mean, I think Ford works really hard at it. There's probably some drivers that are, you know, known for their prowess on the plate tracks, and all that comes together and it creates some pretty strong results. But I wouldn't rule out some of the other guys as well.
And now that you're basically put yourself into the playoffs with this win, what do you feel you and your team need to focus on as we head towards September?
Just, you know, we need more wins on board. You know, we need the most points, we need stage points, we need all of those things. They're really important.
Thanks for that.
No problem.
Hey, Brad Keselowski. IndyCar was also in action this past weekend as well. And out in the streets of St. Petersburg, Florida, Colton Herta takes the checkered flag. Joseph Newgarden was second. Simone Pagenaud was third. Jack Harvey fourth. Scotty Dixon fifth. Takuma Sato sixth. Marcus Ericsson, 7th. Will Power, 8th. Grimes VK was 9th. And Sebastian Bourdais rounds out your top 10. Average speed, 96.5 miles an hour. Time of the race, a little under 2 hours, 1 hour, 51 minutes and 51 seconds. Margin victory, 2.49 seconds. That's close for an IndyCar. Three cautions for 9 laps and 3 lead changes amongst 3 drivers. And those were Colton Herta, Simone Pagano, and Palou. Where did he finish? Alex Palou, 17th. Your points are Palou leads the points with 67. Power second with 65. There's two back there. Dixon tied at 65. Herta at 62. So we got a little battle going between the top 4. And it drops down a bit. Simone Pagano is 5th. Harvey 6th. Bourdais 7th. VK 8th. Ericsson 9th. And Joseph Newgarden is 10th. Jimmy Johnson finished 22nd. He is actually running in the IndyCar series. At least he ran this race. And he started 23rd and gained a spot. And was wound up 5 laps down. So he did finish the race. I think it's the first time he's ever been in an Indy car, so I'll have to keep an eye on Jimmy. And see where he goes from there. I wonder if he's going to run the Indy 500. I know Kurt Busch and Tony Stewart have run. Well, Stewart ran the Indy car series and won the championship there. So, but there's a bunch of people that did the Memorial Day 1100, which is run the Indy 500 and then go bend down and run the Coke 600. But we'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, good to see Jimmy back in the car, retired from full-time NASCAR Cup Series competition. And so now he gets to go test the waters. Wonder if he's going to show up with the new series owned by Tony Stewart and Ray Evernham. I seen where Haley Deegan looks like she's going to run in that series. That girl needs to stay put for a while and climb that ladder. That's a problem with a lot of the ladies in the NASCAR, stock car area. They jump around instead of staying put. Like, stay in the ARCA series. Get some. I mean, Haley Deegan's probably, what, 18, maybe 19 now? She needs to hone her craft in one series and before she jumps onto the next one. But you never know. I think she's got the talent, just as needs the vehicle. So we'll see what happens there. Who knows? She's driving a Ford. She may wind up on Stuart Haas eventually. We'll just have to wait and see. Well, anyway, I just want to let you know we got to touch on this weekend out in Kansas. If Xfinity Series is off, the Truck Series back in action. Jennifer Jo Cobb will be racing at her home track. The Wise Power 200 on Fox Sports 1 at 7:30 p.m. And then Sunday, the Bushy McBush race. Sounds like a bad porn movie. The Bushy McBush race 400. May the 2nd at 3 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. So regular Fox is off this week. Must be some other sport they got to adhere to, have a contract with. But Fox Sports 1 is carrying the load. The race will be the General Tire. Oh, wait, that was Talladega. I guess they're off for a while. Schedule. Let me find the schedule. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. out of Kansas this weekend. So if they're on TV, the Dutch Boy 150. I don't see any television listing, but it doesn't matter. Somebody will pick it up somewhere. And then the next for the IndyCar series will be... Yeah. It ran me there. It didn't run me to the homepage. Used to be able to go right to the... Maybe I'll do. Anyway, well, we'll catch up with it later. That's our show for today, so we'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now. And don't forget to go to YouTube, check out the They Still Live podcast with former, well, bet with Jeff Sandor, who played Dale Earnhardt in the country music's NASCAR, the History of Speed, and guest on our show several times. So we're collaborating together, so check that out on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button, ring the notification bell, and hit like if you like the episode. And I'm Vinny B. We'll see you all next week. Bye now.